This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. The Stingray is a device used secretively by law enforcement to snag your cell phone location, data, even the people you're communicating with. Problem is, it's warrantless surveillance at the local level, and you might not even know if it's been gathering your data. Adam Bates, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts. Many police agencies are using what are known as stingrays or cell site simulators, which essentially trick your phone into thinking that it's connecting with a cell tower when it in fact is not. Where are these being used and on what authority?
Well, it's an interesting question where these are being used. It's been a pursuit for several years now of civil liberties organizations like the ACLU to find out exactly where and to what extent this technology is being employed by law enforcement. According to the ACLU, 21 states across the country, from California to Florida to New York, have been confirmed to possess this technology. The other 29 states, it's not definitive that they don't have this technology. We just don't know that they have it yet. It's also become clear that law enforcement agencies that do have this technology are very liberal about sharing it with other law enforcement agencies. So it's an endless endeavor to discover which police departments, which law enforcement agencies have this technology, under what circumstances they're using it, as you said, under what authority they're using this technology. It's a severe deprivation of transparency in local law enforcement.
And it also, as I understand it, means that cases are being dismissed or severely hampered when due to prior arrangements, prosecutors feel compelled not to explain to the judge in the case that this is what they've been doing.
So as best as we can find out, the Harris Corporation, which is a Florida-based company that manufactures this technology, when they license this technology or sell it to local law enforcement, that sale is conditioned on a non-disclosure agreement that the Harris Corporation requires local law enforcement to sign. The FCC, which has to authorize the use of this technology because it emits radio waves and could potentially interfere with other telecommunications around the country, has authorized the FBI also to coordinate the transfer of this technology to state and local law enforcement. The FBI has their own non-disclosure agreement that they require local and law enforcement to sign in exchange for using this technology. So yes, the non-disclosure agreement essentially says you are not to discuss any aspects, any capabilities, any use of this technology publicly, because once the criminal element or the terrorist element finds out how this technology works, it will become useless. And that local law enforcement agencies have interpreted that obligation to the extent of several criminal cases being jeopardized and charges being dropped against what seem to be violent criminals, because when enterprising defense attorneys start asking questions about how the police located the suspect, detectives clam up. Police officers say, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. And rather than when pressed by judges, police and prosecutors have dropped charges and withdrawn important evidence in cases rather than disclose the use of these devices.
Because, as one judge said, your non-disclosure agreement has nothing to do with this case.
That was a case in Baltimore where a judge actually threatened a police officer with contempt because a stingray was used in that case to locate a suspect, and the defense attorney asked the officer, how did you find my client? And again, the officer said, I can't really go into that. The judge at that point got perturbed, as judges are wont to do when police try to use evidence that they will not explain how they came into possession of. And eventually the judge did threaten that officer with contempt. And rather than disclose the technology, the prosecution simply withdrew that evidence from the case.
I guess what do police get out of this if the evidence that they gather using these stingrays in many cases is simply going to be thrown out?
Well, this technology has been deployed for several years now, and it's only in the last year or so that we've really started to see defense attorneys, judges, legislators, start asking these kinds of questions in court. So up until now, it stands to reason that a lot of people were convicted when this evidence was admitted to court, and these questions simply weren't asked because judges and defense attorneys didn't know what they were supposed to be looking for.
Shouldn't these things be discoverable?
Yes, they should be discoverable, but because of the non-disclosure agreement, the federal government compels local law enforcement to say things like confidential sources rather than Stingray technology. So in applications for court orders and applications for warrants in court testimony, it's never being disclosed to anybody in the case that these Stingrays are being used. So again, it should theoretically be discoverable, but nobody except the police officer knows what they're supposed to be looking for.
So looking at the map that the ACLU put together on Stingray devices and which police agencies have them, most states are of an unknown status rather than we know they're not using them. Several states we do know about and some of the agencies that are using them. But for the rest of the states, at best, it is unknown whether or not police agencies are using these.
Right. There are 21 states that have been confirmed to be using Stingray devices. That's in addition to the FBI, the DEA, the Secret Service, ICE, the U.S. Marshals Service, the ATF, the NSA, all branches of the military. It would be pretty safe to speculate that these devices are much more widely deployed than we've been able to confirm so far. But that's correct. The gray areas on the map are not these states do not have these devices. It's simply they haven't admitted it yet.
If I were head of the Harris Corporation, I would certainly pursue this avenue that in order to get this technology as widely deployed as possible, a selling point is that it is secret. And another selling point specifically for the Harris Corporation would be as long as you're using our technology, no one can learn of our technology, and that protects a bit of their intellectual property if they might face competitors.
Certainly in documents from the Harris Corporation petitioning the FCC for these kind of restrictive authorizations, they do cite that these are trade secrets. This is important proprietary technology, and there are corporate private business interests at stake here in addition to the stated national security interest that might be jeopardized if the capability of this technology was widely known. And of course, the Harris Corporation is a private company. They can condition the sale of their property however they like. It's incumbent on government agencies that are subject to the strictures of the Constitution not to engage in this kind of secretive behavior.
Adam Bates is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.